Hello, good evening. My name is Jay from Opinion Research, which is conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be very brief. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. And scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, sir, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Thank you, and thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, sir, will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 2 years by climate change in Maryland? You strongly agree with that? Someone agrees, someone disagree, or strongly disagree? Yes.
Have I been affected?
Financially impacted in the last 2 years by climate change in Maryland. Will you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? And if you have no answer, we can move on, sir.
Yeah,
you know?
No answer. Move on.
Okay. Yes, sir. No problem. It's no right or wrong answer. And I do appreciate your patience. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, sir, will you support or oppose this type of bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm sorry. Could you ask the question again? I apologize.
No problem. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, sir, will you support or oppose this bill?
I would support.
I strongly support that or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Now, moving on. And recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, sir, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Somewhat support.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I'm going to read you real quick the list of various proposals that are being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, sir, after each, please indicate whether will you support or oppose the proposal. Now, the first proposal is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose that proposal?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
And installing air condition in buildings that needed it. Will you strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay, and improving electrical grid reliability in Maryland. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, and provided immediate relief after a natural disaster. Strongly support?
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Strongly support.
Okay. Expanding quality health care. Strongly, somewhat support.
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? I'm going to read the statements real quick, and you can tell me if you find the statement very convincing, so what convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, okay? Thank you, sir. Now, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, sir, how convincing is that statement to you? Very?
Somewhat
convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Yeah, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it's only fair that the same companies helped to protect Maryland from climate change. Is that very somewhat convincing? Not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
And the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis, they have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster, are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods and heat waves. Public investment and infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement, sir? Very?
Strong.
Somewhat? Not too.
Strongly convincing.
Very convincing statement to you? Is that correct?
Very, very convincing, yeah.
Okay, shall we go to finish this up? If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, sir? Diminish your opinion or no impact?
What were the choices again?
Enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion of the lawmaker that will support a bill. Enhance. Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact?
Enhance.
Enhance. Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this, sir, enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance.
Yeah, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, sir. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe Biden.
Okay. it's the college sometimes, you know, that the last few questions are for a statistical purpose only, and it will assist you greatly analyzing your response. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
The one that includes 64.
Okay, thank you, sir. And with which party are you registered to vote? The Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
And what is your race? White Caucasian, African American, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time, believe me. Okay? This concludes the survey.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the evening. Yes, sir. Thank you.